It's a tough vote, and the ramifications if we went against this mandate are so steep. And I know some people made comments that, you know, it's not legal for what they're doing, and I think they have some legitimacy to that. But until that's proven, I would tell you last year there were some court cases. They lost, but then it got dropped once the mandate came off. We can also tell you we are in contact with other schools that have already voted to go against this mandate, and they have already started receiving notices. So I think the governor is trying to make a harsh statement coming down on the ones that do that. I don't like the mask. I don't believe in the mandate. And so I do want to do something about it. I don't think the local school board, I think there's so much ramifications where our hands are tied that we're going to have to take it to the state level. I think we're going to have to rally as a state. I think we're going to have to go down to Springfield and address it that way.
And what is at risk, what I'm hearing, is there's just too much at risk if you defy this order and you face the consequence and repercussions, because I know most people here say, well, let's wait and see if it happens. And I know maybe as a financial steward of the district, you can't operate that way if you're talking about, you know, upwards of $5 million at stake.
Right. It's $5 million at stake. You also can't participate in IESA and IHS or IHSA sports. You can't issue diplomas, so the seniors couldn't get their diplomas. Liability and the torts go off, could potentially not be covered, including as a board member. I can personally be sued and not have any coverage. We were advised by the governor, obviously, with the mandate, the Illinois School Board Association, ISB, our attorney, and our insurance carrier all telling us don't do this. And so you stack that up, and it's a tough battle to make that decision with taxpayer dollars.